Good morning, everyone. Thank you. My name is Megan Fahey, and I am the Associate Director of Student Services for the SC Johnson College of Business, and specifically for our programs in MPS Management and MPS Management with an Accounting Specialization. It is my great pleasure to welcome you here today. Our ceremony is going to begin in just a few minutes, so we'd like to ask that you take your seats. It looks like you all have done that. Before we officially begin, I'd just like to address a few housekeeping items. First, please take note of the location of the exits that are nearest you, behind you. Second, we ask that you please keep the aisles clear during the ceremony. So make sure that if you have any bags, they're sort of near your feet. So this also means that we encourage you to enjoy the ceremony from where you are seated. We know that you are all proud of your graduates and you want to commemorate this day by taking pictures, but there is no need to feel stressed about getting the perfect photo. We have professional photographers here who will take photos of each graduate on the stage, and those photographs will be made available to all the graduates and to their families and friends. Finally, we want to ask you to take a moment to please silence any electronic devices that you might have. So if you have a cell phone on, please turn that off now. Friends and family members, the academic procession has arrived. Please join me in welcoming and congratulating the class of 2023. Would you please rise and welcome the Johnson faculty, led by Dean Mark Nelson, Dean Andrew Caroli, and Dr. Eric Lewis. Welcome, everyone, to the Johnson Graduate Recognition Ceremony in honor of the Master's in Professional Studies students of the class of 2023. You may all take your seats. We are going to begin today's ceremony with a little music from a Cornell a cappella singing group. Please join me in welcoming The Hangovers.
Sky smiling at me, nothing but blue skies. Do I see blue birds singing a song, nothing but blue birds all day long. Never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things looking so right. Noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, my mind, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies from now on. I said I never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things looking so right. Noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone, nothing but blue skies from
And then we got one more for you. One, two, three. Yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Ooh. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. Ooh. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song.
I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and rain. I've seen sunny days. I thought they'd never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. One more time again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. You just gotta see me through another day. But my body's aching and my time is at hand. And I won't make it any other way. But oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see again. I've been walking my mind to an easy time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. There's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines and pieces on the ground. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you one more time again. Ooh, one more time again.
Thank you very much. Before we begin the formal part of the program, I would like to introduce the people on stage assisting with the ceremony. To my right, Dean Andrew Caroli, Harold Bierman Jr., Distinguished Professor of Management, and Charles Field Knight, Dean of the Cornell S.C. Johnson College of Business, who will congratulate graduates as they exit the stage. Dr. Eric Lewis, Professor of Practice and Faculty Director of the MPS programs, who has the privilege of reading the graduates' names today, and Dean Mark Nelson, Ann and Elmer Linzeth Dean of the S.C. Johnson Graduate School of Management, who will be addressing us all a little later in the ceremony. It is now my pleasure to introduce the student speakers for today's recognition ceremony. I would first like to welcome Linka Wong to the stage. Linka is an exceptional student who was selected from among her peers to represent the accounting specialization. Please welcome Linka Wong.
Dear respected faculties, distinguished guests, families, and fellow graduates, good morning. I'm Lin Ke, Today, it's my great honor to stand here and speak on behalf of the graduating class. I'd like to use 6 words which were given by Professor Li Chun to depict and look back on our 1-year memorable life in Johnson. The first word is courageous. I came to Cornell after finishing my bachelor degree in China. Thanks to our program's flexibility, I was able to take various finance and MBA level courses. However, due to my lack of previous finance knowledge, I was struggling during the first few weeks of the semester. It was Johnson's professors and classmates who brought me courage to jump out of my comfort zone and keep exploring new knowledge without giving up. I still remember how my inquisitive classmates continuously came up with questions in class and how my professors were always willing to provide positive feedbacks and insightful answers. I still remember how I impressed by Professor Wilton's words, "Do not let the grade define you. The key is the learning process." This encouraged me to keep trying different possibilities and keep focused on making progress gradually. The second word is open-minded. In Annie Johnson's class, our MPS students can always work on group projects with MBA students. People with different majors can always stay in the same classrooms and sharing different perspectives. We can always learn from MBA students' real-world perspectives, while they may also learn from our academic expertise. In my current global issues for business class, people from different countries and cultural backgrounds embarked on amazing discussions on those global issues from their own standpoints, while a common connection can always be reached. Johnson's wonderful learning experience taught us to be open-minded, to learn from people with diverse backgrounds, to achieve a common stand while always respecting different voices. The third word is resourceful. Benefiting from Johnson's strong alumni network, our professors were always able to invite renowned industrial guest speakers who are also Johnson alumni to give us real-world insights into specific issues covered in class. I always felt so touched by those alumni who are shining in their own areas all around the world while keeping closely connected with Johnson community. They not only shared valuable industrial perspectives, but also gave suggestions for our career paths. By interacting with them, we can always learn beyond textbooks. In Johnson, we learn how to leverage our networks to become a brilliant person. The fourth and fifth words are no-nonsense and ethical. One day, my Finance and Sustainable Enterprise course invited Lydia, a Cornell alumna and now the founder of 8B Education, to give a speech. 8B Education is a company that specializes in fair law. By fintech innovation, debt financing, and collaborations with banks, it provided financial assistance for those Africa students to attend global universities. Lydia noted that if there were no financial difficulties each year, their enrollment will be comparable to those Chinese students just like me. Her speech inspired me to ponder how we can use our earnest efforts to help those needed, those minorities, and those vulnerable groups. How we, as Johnson students, can transform our built-in business skills into real-world social impacts. The final word is life-loving. In addition to our busy schoolwork, we should also appreciate the beauty of life and create every aha moment. I enjoy the natural beauty of Ithaca in different seasons here. The bloomy spring, the lively summer, the gorgeous autumn, and of course, the snowing and lasting winter, when I first had the chance to learn ice skating and skiing. I enjoyed every exciting moment of our football and hockey games, as well as the dynamic music on our slope day. I also enjoyed traveling with my MPS friends and exploring so many different cities in the US within 1 year. Those are such beautiful memories. Meanwhile, we should always be grateful for those people who are always there, who are standing behind us and shaping us to become who we are today. Here, I'd like to thank Professor Eric Lewis for making our MPS program possible and building such a diverse and great cohort. Thank Jenica, Megan, all professors, faculty members' dedication throughout the whole year. I also want to thank my undergraduate professor, Dr. Chara Burke-Onuk, who is also a Johnson alumnus and provided me with incredible support during my application to the Johnson MPS program. And right now, he is watching our live stream from China. Lastly, thanks my parents for always giving me the best and providing me with the chances to enjoy and experience the life they've never experienced. Luckily, after a long distance travel, they are able to join our commencement in person today. Now let's look back these six words. C, courageous. O, open-minded. R, resourceful. N, no-nonsense. E, ethical. LL, life-loving. Combined together, it's Cornell. We, Cornell Johnson graduates, the bright new future is ahead of us. As future people-centered leader, let's strive to use our own power and connect with those like-minded people to build a diverse, inclusive, and equitable human society. Congratulations, class of 2023. Happy graduation, and go Big Red. Thank you.
Next, I would like to introduce Hermy Gao. Hermy, who, in addition to being quite popular, is a student in the MPS Management Program who served as the Vice President of the MPS Student Council and who was selected to represent the program as the student speaker this morning. Please join me in welcoming Hermy to the stage.
Thank you so much, Megan. Good morning, everyone. My name is Hermy. It is an honor to be standing here celebrating this very special moment with you all. Thank you to my family, my friends, and the faculty here for the endless support and for making this last year incredible. I want to bring you all back to orientation week. It was 8 in the morning. Everyone scattered in full business suits. Our day was going to be filled with meeting our faculty, chatting with our colleagues, setting our expectations for the program, and more. With a cup of coffee in one hand, I quickly downed it. It was going to be a long and exciting 2 days. We were all huddled in small groups, chatting away, meeting the very people we'll be spending the next 10 months with. In the room, you could feel a whirlwind of emotions and questions growing around us. What kind of people are my classmates, my professors? Will I find lifelong friends, potential business partners, or for some lucky people here, my future husband or wife? Curiosity, anticipation, excitement filled the air as we met and chatted with one another. Slowly, we settled down as Eric Lewis, our director, started the day off with his welcoming speech. And there was one particular smell, one incredibly strong one, that permeated the room. Coffee. I looked over to a new friend. Wait a second, didn't he just finish his second cup? It's so early in the morning. Wait, I'm actually on my third cup too. And as it turns out, so was everyone else in the room. I have never, in my entire life, met a group of people this addicted to coffee. It's amazing and insane too. But that's when everything clicked. That's when I knew we were in the right community. When we were drinking our third cup of coffee together. Not the first, not the second, but that sweet, perfect number three. So what's so special about coffee? Coffee is the magic, the magnet that brings us, the students, the faculty, and the staff, alumni, all together here in Cornell Johnson and PS program. Think of the initial hit of bitterness when we drink coffee. Think of the same struggles we faced this past year as students. Endless nights of presentations, group projects, interview prep, surrounded by many cups of coffee. Some filled with our blood, sweat, and tears. But afterwards, that sweet, sometimes fruity aftertaste of coffee is so incredibly rewarding, alongside with the lovely boost of energy we crave every day. The friends, the memories, the achievements we have made this past year, the close-knit community we have created all together. I am grateful to be sharing these experiences with you all. The energy you all have brought to this program is truly one of a kind. What about the connections we have made through coffee chats outside of our program? It's a simple and professional way to get to know an acquaintance. In the same way it takes two to tango, there's no magic in this coffee chat without a partner, a selfless and supportive partner. What does that mean? These are people who took their time and energy to talk with and help you under no obligations. It sounds so simple, so easy. But as we get older, we find ourselves with less and less time and energy to help others. Even if it's through a 30-minute conversation, it's more the reason that I appreciate these coffee chats. These are people, many Cornell alumni, working full-time jobs, starting their own business, or even traveling across the world. They were fine, some even happy, to talk about their work experience and provide advice on my career goals. This is the reason why I attended Cornell. Because at the Cornell community, it's a community that supports and uplifts one another. No other place can match the kindness and empathy we have given and experienced here at Cornell Johnson. From day one of orientation, cups of coffee in our hands, all of us standing in business suit, not really sure what to expect, to us now in full caps and gowns, ready to take our next step, whatever that may be. We have truly, truly come a long way together. So, as we go our separate ways into a world that's changing faster than we could ever comprehend, let's remember, one thing in life will always remain constant, that third cup of coffee. So let's toast to the loving memories, support the coffee we have given each other, the energy, the lessons we have gained along the way, and share it with the rest of the world. Thank you.
Thank you to our student speakers. It is now my pleasure to introduce Mark Nelson, the 12th Dean of the Samuel Curtis Johnson Graduate School of Management, an award-winning accounting instructor and researcher at Johnson since 1990, Dean Nelson assumed Johnson's deanship in 2016. Please join me in welcoming Ann and Elmer Linzeth Dean and accounting professor, Mark Nelson.
Well, I have a suggestion for next year's program. I think the dean should speak before the student speakers. What tremendous, tremendous talks. Linky, I won't ever think of Cornell spelling the same way again. It was truly inspirational. And Hermie, I already wanted a cup of coffee. And now I'm absolutely desperate. So hopefully we've got some at our reception. I don't know. It's such an honor to be here and to be able to spend this time with you, members of the class of 2023, family, friends. I'm absolutely honored to welcome you to the graduation recognition ceremonies for the 76th graduating class of the Samuel Curtis Johnson Graduate School of Management here at Cornell University. This weekend, we're coming together to celebrate the accomplishments of 140 candidates from our Masters of Professional Studies, or MPS, management program, 81 of whom are specializing in accounting. Today, we're celebrating your achievements. We're celebrating all it took to get you to this point. We're celebrating you. But I'd like to pause a moment, and let's recognize that few of us have arrived here without the help from others. So, candidates, let's show appreciation for those who provided support along the way, the family and friends who helped us in so many ways. How about a round of applause? I'd also like to highlight my faculty and staff colleagues who are with us here today. First, I'd like to highlight Andrew Caroli, the Charles Field Knight Dean of the Cornell S.C. Johnson College of Business. Wave again. Come on, Andrew. Yeah. Dean Caroli leads our college, which of course includes Johnson as well as our sister schools, Dyson and Nolan. And in addition to being a world-renowned finance scholar and an inspiring leader for our college, Dean Caroli has taught Johnson programs for many years. And he's been an exceptional leader for our college. How about one more round of applause for Dean Caroli? Our faculty is dedicated to your success. They demonstrate that every day, both inside and outside of the classroom. Faculty like Eric Lewis, here with us. They direct your program. They put huge effort and care into your Johnson degree. But we have other faculty that are here, some in the audience. How about a round of applause for everything they've done inside and outside the classroom? We also have remarkable staff. They've supported you throughout your journey at Johnson, including admissions, registration, student events, your job search, up to and including today. And we all know that an event like this does not occur without many, many people working behind the scenes in ways we can only imagine. So please join me in thanking our staff for all they've done and all they continue to do to support you and Johnson. But enough about them. Let's talk about you. Today's about you. And I'd just like to focus on a couple of aspects that I think have defined your Johnson experience. So first, let's talk about community. Each person graduating today is a graduate of their particular program. And of course, you're proud of that affiliation, and you're fiercely dedicated to your fellow students. But you've also spanned those boundaries in many important ways. MPS students take courses across a variety of programs, and in particular, are often enrolled in Johnson MBA courses. The Johnson MPS program draws on Dyson faculty and Nolan faculty heavily. We're very, very fortunate to be able to have these colleagues, and you're very fortunate to have been able to span the college in the pursuit of your degree. You've also helped each other in so many ways. You've helped each other find success in the classroom. You've helped each other in your job search process. You've been there for each other at challenging times and provided the moral support that your friends needed so much. And you've had lots of fun. Whether it's attending a hockey game at Liner Rink, tailgating at a football game, learning to ski at Greek Peak, seeing The Lion King on Broadway, skating, and I heard about this event called Slope Day that apparently is kind of fun. You've invested your time and your energy in each other and in your community. And you've, at the same time, been pursuing your own professional growth and your objectives. That behavior is fundamental to what it means to be part of Johnson. Now let's consider a second dimension of your experience at Johnson, impact. You've already worked to apply your knowledge and creativity to make an impact on business and the world. For example, Parnika Mitra paired her undergraduate chemical engineering background with the management skills that she's acquiring in the MPS program. She's developed a nutritional supplement for athletes, and she's working to bring it to the US market. You can now buy it on Amazon. You know you've made it when you can buy it on Amazon. Athena Song, Caitlin Baldwin, Ziki Lin, they made a service trip to remote parts of Alaska during February. Now, most people don't go to Alaska in February. Why did they go to Alaska in February? Well, they were assisting people who were able, because of them, to claim government tax benefits that otherwise would have been inaccessible to them. Joshua Park, he's been leading an initiative at a Big Four accounting firm to harness promising aspects of artificial intelligence and is currently engaged in ongoing research with a Johnson School professor to bring AI academic content to the accounting classroom. These are just a few examples illustrating how you're already managing to produce much-needed products and services. You're already making a positive impact. Your future impact will be remarkable. Now, I'd also like to highlight another way in which you've already made an impact. Each generation of Johnson students benefits from those who came before. Think of the many ways that alumni have helped you as admissions ambassadors, class speakers, mentors, partners in the recruiting process. They also help Johnson financially in ways that benefit our school today and over time, just as so many of you contributed to your class campaign in Johnson's annual fund. So everyone in our community should be very grateful for all you have done. Please, everyone, join me in applauding the achievements and generosity and dedication of this wonderful class. Now, we all know that graduation marks key changes in people's lives, and this graduation marks a change for me as well, as it will be my last serving as Johnson's Ann and Elmer Linseth Dean. It's been an absolute honor, to serve our students, our faculty, our staff, and our alumni as Johnson's Dean. Every day, I've had a front row seat to witness the many ways that members of our community support each other and work together to do great things. I'll continue to serve Johnson as a member of our faculty. Future accounting students will think back upon this day and maybe shake their heads sadly, but I'll be in the classroom and be able to spend more time with students, not less. I'm tremendously happy that I'll be succeeded by Professor Vishal Gaur, who's an extraordinary teacher and scholar and academic leader. The school will be in very, very capable hands. Now, here's my parting ask. It's very simple. Please just keep it up. Keep engaging with this community and keep seeking to make your unique impact as you continue in your unique careers. From a community standpoint, you're now part of a broader community. You're joining an alumni community of over 18,000 Johnson graduates, more than 45,000 college graduates, well over 250,000 proud Cornellians. They're all bleeding Cornell red, and they're all now part of your extended family. You've heard me say that at Johnson, we have each other's backs while we push each other forward. Well, that applies to our broader alumni community as well. So many alumni have told me how much the Johnson Network has meant to them. They can chart their career about how a Johnson person, a college person, a Cornell person made all the difference, personally and professionally, throughout their entire lives. I encourage you to make a resolution to stay engaged with your class and with the school. Simply attend at least one alumni event next year, and the year after, and the year after. Don't drift away from this community. Immerse yourself in it, embrace it, and be there for your fellow alumni just as you have been for your fellow students to now. My pledge is that we will be here for you as well. From an impact standpoint, I don't have to encourage you to excel. I know you will. The world faces big problems. Sometimes we can respond with fatalism and believe we can't make a difference. but you have already shown that you can make a difference. You are leaders. When a big challenge occurs, you don't have to shy away from it. Rise to meet it. You've proven you can succeed. And as you advance in your careers, I have one more request. I ask that you not pull up the ladder behind you. Instead, reach back and help others to climb higher. We have worked on allyship here at Johnson. We've celebrated our differences. We've helped each other when we needed it. Keep exercising those muscles. You know that helping another person, welcoming another person into the fold, contributing to their success, that's a wonderful feeling. That's success. Your Johnson degree will help you on your journey, and you will honor that degree with all you achieve. My colleagues and I cannot wait to see what amazing success awaits you. We are immensely proud of you. All in attendance, please help me congratulate the class of 23.
Thank you, Dean Nelson. Before we invite the graduates forward to be recognized, I would like to invite MPS Management student Parnika Mitra to the stage for a special presentation.
Esteemed faculty, distinguished guests, and my dear fellow graduates. Today, as we sit here together, I am overwhelmed with a sense of awe and gratitude at the journey we've undertaken at the Cornell Johnson College of Business. It is a privilege to address you all on this momentous occasion, but it is also equally important that we take a moment to recognize and honor the person who has been the bedrock of this prestigious institution for over 7 years, the remarkable Dean Mark Nelson. Dean Nelson, you've been with us since the inception of this MPS program, guiding and nurturing generations of aspiring business leaders. Today, as we all celebrate our graduation, we also acknowledge that this is your last commencement ceremony as the Dean of the Johnson School. Your tenure has been nothing short of extraordinary, and we are profoundly grateful for the immeasurable impact you've had on our lives and the entire Johnson community. I'd like to share a personal anecdote that exemplifies the unique spirit of Johnson and the influence you've had on us. So, on my very first day on this magnificent campus, I was walking bright-eyed and eager to explore. I walked into Sage Atrium and was casually looking around the classrooms with my parents when Dean Nelson came up to me. He casually introduced himself and asked me about my goals and aspirations. After a short talk, he asked me and my family if we'd like to go on a tour around campus. That was new to me, and we agreed. We went to a place that would become my sanctuary during my time at Johnson, my favorite place on campus, the Sage Chapel. As we stood there, he shared the history, the delicate intricacies, and the profound significance of the chapel as a source of solace and peace for him. He told me, "Come in here when you want to find direction." Little did I realize at the time the true power of your guidance. As the semesters progressed, I faced numerous challenges, as I'm sure we all did, balancing academia, navigating social dynamics, as well as building a professional path. It was a lot. And it was during this one particularly overwhelming moment that I was walking past Sage Chapel and I remembered his words. On a whim, I walked inside. And when I walked inside, miraculously, I began to regain my composure and my perspective. I realized how fortunate I was to be living my dream of studying at such a prestigious institution. It reminded me to count my blessings and seek support from my incredible Johnson family, my friends, the faculty, my academic advisors, Janika, Jess, Megan, and also Professor Lewis. They've all heard from me countless times and spent time with me to make me find my solid ground again. So this personal experience speaks volumes about a single gesture of genuine love and care that can have on someone's life. And Dean Mark Nelson, your gesture of introducing me to the Sage Chapel was an embodiment of the love and dedication you have for the entire Johnson community. Your leadership has been an unwavering beacon of inspiration, guiding us through the challenges we faced as students and empowering us to seize opportunities for growth. Under your guidance, Johnson has cultivated an environment where intellectual curiosity thrives, diversity is celebrated, and collaboration is encouraged. Your genuine care for each and every one of us has left an indelible mark on our hearts. So today, as we prepare to leave these hallowed halls, we carry with us not just the knowledge and skills we've acquired during our time at Johnson, but also the values and principles you've instilled in us. Your tenure and your remarkable legacy will continue to shape the lives and careers of countless future generations of Johnson students, perpetuating the Johnson spirit and excellence. Dean Nelson, on behalf of the entire graduating class of 2023, we have a small token of our deep appreciation. It is a symbol of the profound impact you've had on all of our lives and the boundless gratitude that we hold in our hearts. May it serve as a constant reminder of the legacy you leave behind, a legacy of unwavering dedication, visionary leadership, and transformative impact. In closing, on behalf of all my friends and my entire graduating class, I extend my heartfelt thanks to you for your extraordinary commitment to our education, growth, and success. Your remarkable tenure as the Dean of the Johnson School will forever be etched in all of our memories. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Parnika. I would now like to invite Professor Eric Lewis to the podium for the presentation of awards and recognition of graduates.
Thanks, Megan. The students you've heard from this morning and all the graduates who are gathered here today with us are a truly special population among the Johnson School students. We come from dozens of different undergraduate programs, almost 20 different countries, and a huge number of undergraduate backgrounds of study. This is a very vibrant and dynamic community, and their unique personalities bring a vivacious spirit to Sage Hall and to the Johnson School. We would like to take an opportunity to recognize the student and the staff member who have personified the essence and identity of the 2023 Master of Professional Studies class with the first ever Spirit of MPS Awards. The faculty staff recipient of this award is someone who has joined our program and revolutionized many of the things that we do, has added events, created community engagement opportunities, even got me out onto Lina Rink in my skates for the first time in about 15 years. So it's just been a wonderful experience having Janica Moskal as part of our program, and she's the recipient of the staff award for MPS Spirit Award. So. The student recipient of the Spirit of MPS Award has served as the president of our MPS Student Council, has organized events, community events to bring our group together, and has also led the largest ever giving event for the MPS program, set records for the graduating class giving. So we'd like to, in a special way, recognize Joshua Park as the Student Spirit of MPS Award winner. So we will now have the students join us one by one on the stage, and I will read the names of the class of 2023 Master of Professional Studies graduates. Hermie Gao. Parnika Mitra. Mayank Agarwal. Tinrui An. Aichao Chen. Suleiman Munib Dar. Nishit Daswani. Reedy Fu. Yunqi Huang. Antara Jugi. Wu Jiong. John Yu Jane Jiang. Karen Ju. Bella Ko. Angel Lee. Young Hao Liao. Long Ling. Qixian Liu. Christine Liu. Ian Liu. Celeste Luo. Wenkai Gordon Min. Farhan Mutakin. Anna Orlikova. Belinda Oscarigian. James Peabody. Kristen Powell. Aman Prasad. Gabriela Sanabria. Alessandra Santi. Kirsten Stoltz. Gianni Sun. Jingying Sun. Zara Tanguzer. Yang Tu. Mahek Walia. Peihan Wong. Shiru Wong. Chuajung Jason Wong. Reiji Wu. Jiamyu Chia. Longyue Zhu. Shiru Yuan. Woo! Jerry Udatama. Zi Ziong. Shen Zhang. Uxin Zhang. Changhao Peng. Amy Yang. Yutsi Yang. Now the graduates from the Master of Professional Studies in Management Accounting Specialization. Lingku Wong. Caitlin Baldwin. Bhavisha Bharat Bhagat. Lintong Chai. Yuantai Kai. Tianyue Chen. Yiju Chen. Yiyao Cheng. Alistair Diaz. Selena Fan Feng. Alexei Genia. Fair Han. Yunlong He. Estella Hong. Manlin Huang. Rotong Wong. Xiao Riley Wong. Yawen Huang. Ulrika Jiang. Jiaying Jin. Mitsuko Koyama. Heben Lee. How are you, Lee? Yueki Lee. Yushun Lin. Rachel Lin. Ife Liu. Yuzi Liu. Ihan Liu. Yuang Liu. Chen Yao Luo. Yuxian Mao. Ran Yan Pan. Joshua Park. Yixin Qian. Qilu Tin. Chuhan Tiu. Fan Shen. Stone Shi. Weikian Shi. Zarif Tajwar Shihab. Dominika Smolin. Jiayun Song. Zuhan Song. Anvadyangi Sridhar. Jazzy Sun. Jose Valencia. Henning Wong. Jiaxin Wong. Yifan Wong. Jalen Wong. Suchong Wei. Yunjua Wei. Tianqi Wen. Tiu Xia. Ziyi Xiao. Whoa. Bolan Zhu. Serene Xu. Suning Yan. Zhangyi Yang. How you, you. Claire Yuan. And Ming Zhang. Jindong Zhang. Tianai Zhao. Jin Zhu. Hongqia Zua. Huaqiu Lu.
Congratulations to all our graduates. This is a tremendous accomplishment, and you should be very proud. It has been our pleasure to support your student experience over the last academic year, and you will be missed. Please visit often and keep in touch as you progress through your lives and careers. Hearing from our alumni gives us great joy. I would also like to take a moment to thank your many family and friends in attendance today, many of whom traveled a great distance to be here. Partners, parents, siblings, close friends, and family, your support of this class cannot be overstated. Their accomplishments are also your accomplishments, and we thank and honor you as well. I would also like to ask you to please join me in thanking the many staff volunteers who are working hard this holiday weekend to make today special for each of you. Immediately following this ceremony, we will adjourn to a reception in Sage Hall. I think you all know where that is. Food and drink will be served in the atrium, the cafe, and under tents in the parking lot. Please take advantage of seating in the tents and around the building, as well as the rooms throughout the first floor of Sage. There's plenty of room for everyone. We hope you will all join us. This concludes the recognition ceremony of the Johnson MPS Class of 2023. Before we adjourn, please stand and join us in singing the Cornell Alma Mater. The words can be found on the back of your program. Dean Nelson, will you lead us one more time?
You too.
Both of us.
Both of us.
And let the swell.